Welcome to the Daily Objective, episode 1000. We made it to episode 1000. We started 3 years and 9 months ago exactly today, with a Facebook Live show that we didn't know how long it's going to last. One of the co-hosts advertised it as something that's going to be for 2 weeks only, and it is now we are now 100 times as many episodes as we would have done in those 2 weeks. So I think this is an achievement. It's an opportunity to step aside from what we're doing. Maybe I'll turn this on. Yeah, we're now much more high tech and we have ring lights and stuff. Step aside from what we've been doing for the past few months, which are, unfortunately we'll come back to in 30 minutes on the reality show, and just do what we used to do, which is a celebration of ourselves. I'm joined by Morgan. I will go to you in a second, Morgan. I will remind people if, or tell people if you don't know, we have this episode is sponsored by Silver Rose Bakery in Phoenix, Arizona. You can see Silver Rose Bakery on your screen now, owned and run by Michael and Priscilla Sweet. They have generously offered to contribute $1,000 to the Ayn Rand Center UK if we get to $1,000 in super chats. So we're getting there. This is a picture of me and Michael with Ayn Rand Center UK cookies, Ayn Rand Center UK branded cookies, which anybody who super chats, if we get a $500 super chat, you will get a delivery of a box of 12 such cookies, ARC UK branded. Any contributor at $100 or more, and we have a few of those already. We'll get to you in a minute and read out your super chats. We'll also get a sweet treat from Silver Rose Bakery, and I recommend Silver Rose Bakery. I've had their cake pops and some of their cookies, and I strongly recommend them. Even if you can't do the $500 super chat, getting a box of cookies is going to be directly is going to be cheaper. There is a link there in the description. So Morgan, you are now ARC UK staff. You were not ARC UK staff on episode one. Do you want to tell us a bit about your history with ARC UK and with the Daily Objective specifically?
Sure. So I think I found out about ARC UK before the YouTube channel stuff really started. I think I'd maybe seen it on a Wikipedia page somewhere as part of the Objectivist movement. And I thought, oh, here we've got a kind of branch here in the UK. That's really cool. And then in my last year of university, which was ending in 2020, I organized a talk with Yaron Brook. And as part of that, after it finished, the person I was organizing it with from ARI put me in contact with Nikos. And kind of said, maybe you should join the OAC. Here's Nikos, who's a person in the UK who's in the OAC. Talk with him. You'll enjoy it. And I think I must have known who Nikos was anyway. I think he was doing talks as well. And through emailing with Nikos, he said, you should check out my friends at ARC UK. They're doing some really cool stuff. And that was literally a few days before the lockdowns came in. So it's a strange, it's like a, another world, another time. Then 6 months later, I have another email with him, and he asked me to, he plugs the YouTube channel again. And I think I may have seen a couple of the videos before, but they were like the initial talks with Andrew Bernstein. But I think it was the first kind of Daily Objective stuff that I'd seen. My recollection is that it was maybe Nikos and Josh Dixon reviewing the movie 300 or something like that. And I think Nikos kind of dropped a hint in the email that maybe Rucker was joining the regular hosting cast. So I was a fan from really that point on. And I was a mega fan in a way. So I'd watch a lot of the stuff. And I don't know in your mind what qualified me to be a staff member, but sometimes I wonder whether it's because I was a mega fan. So then when so I moved to Manchester for a year because I lose my job during COVID and it's all very terrible. And I come back to do my master's degree and I organize another talk with Yaron Brook. And this one's about art, which you can go find on Yaron's channel. It's called The Artists Have No Clothes. And I was a member of ARC UK. And I don't know whether you want me to put it this way, but the wonderful thing when you become a member of ARC UK is you get Razzie's phone number. And I wanted to promote this talk as much as possible and do as much as I could. And we ended up selling about 120 tickets. So I did a reasonably okay job. And I thought I should promote it through ARC UK. So I text Razzie and said, "Hey, Razzie, would you let me post this in the members' WhatsApp chats and something?" And I didn't expect him to reply. And then 10 minutes later, he asked, "Are you ready for a phone call?" And I thought, I was really nervous. I thought, oh, holy shit, the head of the Ayn Rand Center UK. I'm sorry if you don't mean to swear on the 1000th episode. The head of the Ayn Rand Center UK is going to call me. And we had a chat and we spoke about it. And you came up for the talk. And once the talk finished, we were having a drink afterwards where Yaron famously ate some awful pizza. And you said, "Do you want to get a coffee tomorrow?" And I was working nights, and I started explaining about why I couldn't go for a coffee in the morning. And then another part of my brain just said, "Shut up, just tell me you'll be there at whatever time." And we met up at the WeWorks, and you said you'd like to start a reading group in Edinburgh. And that's what I was doing. And we did that, I think, for about 6 months. And then you didn't actually ever offer me a job. You just asked me one time, "Can I pay you?" And I think I said, "Yeah." And I think that's how I came aboard. And then my responsibilities have just sort of gradually grown over time from there.
Yeah, and that, by the way, that reading group is now the Edinburgh University Objectivist Society, one of, as far as I know, only two campus clubs, Objectivist campus clubs in the world, run by Irene, who is also ARC UK staff. And by the way, part of my ability to pay you and to pay myself and others is part, actually, it's all due to the support of our generous contributors. So I'm going to thank them. And we do have many super chats. I don't know where we are because actually, you know what? I'll hold off with the super chats for a minute because it's usually a two person show, but today there's going to be three of us. We're joined by Nikos. Hey, Nikos, I was about to read some of the dozens of super chats we already have, but we were reminiscing. I think
first of all, happy anniversary. Congratulations. Your anniversary coincides with Stalin's death. So 5th of March is now important for more than one reasons. It's the first time I show up in a Daily Objective without having done hours of prep. But I was invited 5 minutes ago, not because Razzie didn't want to invite him, but because I just saw your message recently. So here I am.
Yeah, Nikos has also come a long way in the past few years, and he's now more difficult to get. When you text him and call him, it takes longer. But luckily, it was just on time. And
no, actually, let's say something about that. Why I've been appearing less? It's for two reasons. The one is a bad reason for humanity, good for the channel, is that with the new program, you put more emphasis on the Israel-Palestinian conflict. It's a topic that I haven't got much takes on it. It's a topic that completely depresses me, so I've stopped studying it. So when you come back, hopefully when humanity is in a better place and you come back to normal topics, I'll be back more often. And also, I'm working hard for the Marxist module and I have more work with New Idea Live. So that's the only reason. There's no issue of any other reason why I'm not more often in the Daily
Objective. I meant you were difficult to get on the phone, by the way, because I tried.
Yeah, because I think WhatsApp is one of the reasons why the West is in decline, and I have WhatsApp notifications. Actually, all my notifications now are off because I've read a book, which I think we did an episode for that book. What was the name? Focus, Essentialism. Yeah. So yeah, I took the lessons of this book at heart.
And when Israel does finally win the war and we're back to other content, why WhatsApp is the decline of the West is going to be the first episode that is going to be a Nico solo. Stay tuned for that. By the way, one of the many, many perks of YouTube memberships, you can see them now in the live chat, is the Nikos emoji. If Nikos is not on the show, you can still use the Nikos emoji. But when you're on, when he is on, I think that's it's kind of a moral duty to click that Nikos emoji. So thanks, guys. Let me thank some of our bigger super chatters. This is going to be one of those days where we can't actually read all the super chats, but I will try to go to all the super chatters. Some of you super chatted, sent many super chats, and we'll go to that. But I want to start with Megan, who sent a $100 super chat yesterday. Thank you, Megan. Megan said, I just saw Silver Rose Bakery's cake pops. Do they ship to Massachusetts? Do they ship to Ireland? I'd love to send cake pop bouquets to my sweeties. So they do ship to Massachusetts. Ireland is in the works. But I don't think they ship the bouquets just yet. Thank you, Mary Aline, for the $50, $49.99 super chat. Thank you, Daniel, for the $101.01 super chat. Thank you, Cuba Dava, for the $50 super chat. Cuba Dava was saying thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for supporting us. Thank you, Ian Wheatley, for the $99.99. He says, congratulations, guys. Thank you, and thank you for your support over the years. We have many super chats from Robert with questions. So thank you for all the super chats. I will answer one of the questions. Is there a God? No. Sorry for, I know some of many of our new audience will not appreciate that answer, but we will elaborate on a different day. Thank you,
I
Maria.
hear new
Maria.
names, by the way. So I haven't been to the show since I think the last show, the last show of the last year. So obviously I've heard that how well the show is doing, but it's good to see new super chatters. So this means more audience. All this is good.
Okay, I'm being told I'm lagging, so I'm gonna fix what I think is the problem. Give me a second.
Nah, not too much. And I see I'm not even anymore the beard of the Daily Objective.
Oh yeah, Morgan has outbearded you.
Also, I was today's the anniversary or yesterday of Liverpool beating Man United 7-0. And I was trying to think where I was last year when this happened because it was memorable. And we were in London for something that had to do with Ayn Rand Center UK. Either it was the birthday or it was their London conference, but it's something that I associate with Razi.
So I've alienated religious people. I've alienated Man United fans by Nikos associating me with them losing 7-0 to the team they hate the most. And we have 18 minutes to go. Let's see who else we alienate. Maria, thanks for the super chat and the question. What is the one past TDO episode that the host enjoyed the most? Nikos.
I'll tell you the one I enjoyed the least, the one after the election.
Which election? We've done many elections.
Oh, the big election, the November 2020, because I was sleep deprived. I was disappointed because at that point I still thought Trump is the least of two evils. And there was Raqqa, who actually turns out history proved that he was right. So I had to face him. And but everything that he said in that episode proved to be correct. So it's an episode that at that point I didn't enjoy, but in retrospect, it was perhaps the best insights and the most quotable insight that someone has given on a Daily Objective. It was Raqqa saying, "Enjoy the monster you've created, dear new rightist. You've created conspiratorial wackos, and you're gonna find it in front of you." And we've seen it in the last years. This was before the anti-vax stuff. This was before the war in Ukraine is staged stuff. So that episode is for me the most memorable episode. Not the most enjoyable, but the most memorable.
Morgan, before we go to your answer on that, I want to say we are $260 away from reaching our $1,000 super chat match goal and about halfway through the show. Just to explain, the way it works is if we get to $999, we don't get the extra thousand. So yeah, I encourage people to contribute. By the way, if we've gotten the last super chat, that money will still go to very good use and is very much appreciated. But yeah, this is an opportunity to double and then some your money because YouTube does take a cut, and the contributor who will Silver Rose Bakery will not YouTube will not take a cut out of that. Morgan, your most memorable TDO or the one you enjoy the most?
In terms of ones that I've been on, I find it hard to remember because it's such a flurry of content at the moment that they're all a blur in my head. The one that popped to mind was one probably people won't even remember, which was at around the start of the war after October 7th. James and I did an episode basically introducing people to the basic ideas and dates and names from the conflict, because I was fairly convinced that most people will hear names like Yasser Arafat and Yitzhak Rabin and Nakba and have no clue what it is and will kind of not say because they're embarrassed. And so I thought that was a genuinely useful episode. I don't know whether everyone else thought so. And then in terms of one I enjoyed the most, probably I really liked the ones that Rucker and Jason Rhines used to do, talking about like philosophy in ancient Greece. I thought they were really cool. So probably that one. Or the one they did on punk rock. That was fun, where Jason Rhines dyed his hair.
Yeah, I remember we were on the ARC UK Slack a few days ago. You know, you sent a screenshot of something we were about to discuss, and I see Rucka and Jason Rhines in the corner. So yeah, people, there is a lot. Those 1,000 episodes, there's a lot of great content there. I know we do a lot of stuff, so it's difficult to follow everything. But scroll through, I'm sure you'll find something worthy of 30 minutes or more, because some of them were longer. I'll continue with the super chats in a minute. Do we have that screenshot of the thumbnail for episode one? Just in case you missed it and you want to scroll back, this was Nikos and Gloria Alvarez. Gloria was a co-host on the Daily Objective in the first few months of the show. It was Nikos, Gloria, and Rucka were the only hosts. So every day it was a combination of two of them. This was June. This was June 2020. So
2020. I was isolating because it was the time where if you flew from one country to another, you had to stay in an empty house for 15 days. So I remember that episode. It was a Friday, I remember, and it was the last day of my forced quarantine. I remember I had the crappy microphone. Yeah, I even remember what coffee I was drinking, a Greek frappe, before the beginning of the episode. I remember it actually very vividly.
Yeah, quarantine was not fun, although for Nikos, I think it may have been easier because he was socially distancing before it was cool. That's kind of his thing.
And still is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we will be socializing this weekend, by the way, in Amsterdam. Those of you who are coming to Ayn Rand Con will be there. So Apollo Zeus asks, future guests / interviews. Yes, there will be. There will be future guests and interviews. By the way, my favorite episode of the Daily Objective. Sorry, this is not an original answer, but it is Lisa Van Dam interviewing Leonard Peikoff on his 88th birthday.
That's a good answer. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that was Peikoff's second appearance on this channel.
I had a dream with Peikoff the other day. It was a weird one.
Is this family friendly? This is a family friendly show.
He was very, very tall. And I was anyway, it was weird. I remember that it was, I was, how it's called, starstruck and star.
Starstruck.
Yeah.
Thank you, Regina, for the super chat. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, James Valiant. Thank you, Roland. Roland says happy 1000. Thank you. Paul, thank you for the $50 super chat. Paul says congratulations on your achievement. Thanks. Thank you, Daniel. Daniel says, here's to another 1,000 episodes of context holding and super smart integrations. Thank you, Bonnie, for two super chats with the same. I know it was probably an accident, but going over budget, but it's a special day, 1,000. Thank you, and thank you for your continued support. Thank you, Wes Stewart, for the $100 super chat. Thank you, Akira. Akira says, for more self-congratulatory episodes. Well, now that we have the Daily Objective followed immediately by the reality show, the self-congratulatory episodes, as you may be able to tell, I'm trying to speak at 1.25 speed because we do have a show coming up next. In the past, those self-congratulatory episodes were sometimes 3.5 hours long. So that's not happening now.
Let me tell you how traumatized I am from ARC UK's self-congratulatory episodes, because we've done so many. And for me, they're the most difficult episodes. Because there's not a topic, so there's nothing specific to prepare on. So there were two cases where we had to do a self-congratulatory type of stuff in ARI. The one, I think, was the end of the year, and the other was something like the 100,000 subscribers. In both cases, I was vehemently against, because these are the most difficult episodes. Like, what do you do in a self-congratulatory episode? I always found it a difficult conundrum to figure it out.
I think we're doing pretty well, and our audience is very much helping with these super chats that that always helps. But yeah, one of those self-congratulatory episodes, I think it was the 3 year anniversary, or maybe the 2 year, one of those was an episode where actually Nikos and Yaron, we were debating a little bit, the two of them against me, about should we do this many self-congratulatory episodes. Yes, we should. That's my short answer. Denise, thank you for the $20 Canadian super chat and this super chat. Denise uses her super chat to promote the membership. I love that. Denise says, thank you for excellent content every day, and I highly recommend your study groups. I agree. I also highly recommend them. They are available. Two of them are available to all members. And if you're a YouTube member, you can watch them live on YouTube. You can't join the Zoom calls unless you're a member through the website. Thank you, Elliot. Elliot says, congratulations, brothers. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Mary Aline. Thank you, Wam. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Jonathan, again. Thank you, Carolina, again. I like the fact that this is an episode where I'm just reading super chats, by the way. If that was what we're doing every day, you know, you wouldn't see people walking back and forth behind me, because, you know, we'd have a much bigger office and everything would be you know, better funded. We'll continue with the rest. Any other thoughts or comments, Nikos or Morgan?
Well, I guess I don't know the topic, so I guess the topic is just the celebration. So I'm very curious to see where the channel will go after it comes back to a normal flow of topics, because we'll have all these new ideas, we'll have all these topics that we haven't covered, although I guess they've been covered in the reality show. But it shall be interesting. And you said about going back and seeing past programs. We are getting so much, at least with myself. Let me put it differently. When I see older episodes, I cringe. It's so amateurish in the way that we were missing so many quote unquote rules that we now hopefully are slightly better. Of course, in 3 years when we look back to today, we'll still cringe. But I mean, the progress is quite good with all of us. I don't know if people remember, Razi was very reluctant to appear on the Daily Objective, and now he's, I understand, a regular. So
You
there's been a lot
understand? You
of.
mean you don't watch every single episode?
I told you I don't consume almost nothing on the Arab-Israeli conflict. I found it so depressing and so impossible for anything good to come out of it that I've given up on that particular topic.
All right. By the way, I agree that it's depressing, but that is why we're covering it. Also,
Sure, sure.
on the point that it looks amateurish, I agree, but if it doesn't look amateurish when you've been doing something 3 years and you look back 3 years, you're doing something wrong. And content-wise, I still think those were great, many of them. In terms of podcasting, you know, how-tos, we probably missed a few things. We probably still do. But yeah, we will continue to learn.
And
Thank you.
right, something that might be worthwhile trying to get some support for doing, putting tabs, how they're called, on past
Timestamps.
episodes. Yes, the other day I was trying to find an episode on one particular topic, the one we did about myths about Ayn Rand. Because let me be honest, I had to do a new idea live on that, and of course, my first source was the Daily Objective on that topic. I had trouble finding it, so it would be useful if either you could spend some time or someone could help or volunteer on putting tabs so that it's easier to find older episodes. For example, I was trying to find the Hermann Hoppe episode, which was one of my favorite solos. It was difficult to find it, so that would be some very well spent contributions towards creating a nice archive. People just click the Daily Objective and Hoppe, and immediately you see this.
Yeah, and
Well,
Daniel tells us here in the chat, I do it when I have some free time. I call it Project Bring Back Better. I love it. That's a paraphrasing. Oh, we are now over the $1,000 goal, so thank you. And I was gonna say, people who are Regular viewers of the reality show but refuse to watch The Daily Objective will forgive me if we go a few minutes over on this one episode, especially since the reality show today, if you want to talk about depressing, it's going to be next level depressing. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. John Was, thank you. John says, congratulations on 1,000 episodes. Proud to be a part of the channel. Glad to have you on the channel. Thank you, Mary Aline, for another $50. Mary Aline, with separate super chats, has crossed the $100 mark, which gives you a sweet treat from Silver Rose Bakery delivered to you. Thank you, Enric. Enric says, 1K, let's go. Thank you, Roland. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Alec. Alec says, many thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Kathleen. Kathleen says, congratulations, ARC UK. Happy 1000. Thank you, Jonathan Honig, again. Thank you, Apollo Zeus, again. Thank you, Walter Bishak, says, congratulations and felicitations, Morgan.
Well, I was just going to say, I was trying to find the first ever video I remember watching, which was Nikos and Josh reviewing 300, and I couldn't find it either. I don't know whether that video is maybe private now,
No,
but they.
it's not private. It's definitely out there. It's definitely out there. We reviewed The Last Dance. We reviewed 300. Another favorite, John Galt versus Tyler Durden. Yeah, so the point is this. Whatever we do in life from here on, it's very difficult for something to top the enthusiasm of these early months. Like, I don't even remember how low the audience was, but to us it didn't matter at all. The fire and the enthusiasm was something else. It at that time I had three jobs, but this was the job that mostly occupied, if not my day, definitely my mind. So these episodes, again, may sometimes difficult to find, cringe to watch, but they're incomparable in terms of what, how much enthusiasm we put on the table and how much we wanted to see this thing grow. We're very invested on it, and we'll never forget it.
Yeah, it also, well, it's my one job, so it occupies my mind in a sort of complete way, in the way that I would like to see Israel occupy Gaza and the West Bank. We'll talk about that some more later. Thank you, Alec, who asks, did Nikos's ancestor partake in the thriller known as The Guns of Navarone? He resembles Andrea.
I've read The Guns of Na I haven't watched the movie, but I've read the book, which I'm probably one of the very few people who have done this weird stuff. So I remember liking it, but I haven't watched the movie, but I consider it a compliment because they sounded like badasses. So thank you.
Thank you, Cargo Crew. Thank you, Jonathan, for another super chat with a hot dog emoji. And well, I think it's a $1 super chat, which in New York City you can get a dollar hot dog, which isn't as bad as it sounds. Thank you, Akira. Akira asks a good question. When is the Nikos versus Razi debate coming? Have we mentioned this? But there is a debate coming. It is going to be it is going to be for YouTube members only, and it's going to be for people who have watched the show Suits. It'll be a Harvey versus Lewis debate. Nikos is going to take the side of Harvey. I'm going to take the side of Lewis. That's going to be interesting. Nikos is a professional speaker. I don't think there's any topic on which I can win a debate with him except this, because he's wrong and I'm right. So make sure you, if you're not a YouTube member, which Akira, you are, make sure you become a member and watch that.
But let me tell you one thing. Sometimes someone says something and you realize that this person is special. So as everyone knows, when I first met Razi, our chemistry was not great. We didn't click. But then at some point he says something like, Louis Litt is the real hero of Suits. And of course I didn't agree, but I thought, so weird that someone actually says that, that someone actually sees that. So this guy is weird, unusual. So there's something to this guy. And the second time, the second bonding incident was when Razi said something. He didn't say, he actually did it. It was either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day of 2017. This was even before before there was a channel, I think. And he was in his local Costa in a not great neighborhood in London, hustling and working hard for Iron Run Center UK, which again, I don't even remember if it was called Iron Run Center UK back then. So these were the two moments of bonding. The one, recognizing that Louis Lys is an unsung hero, and second, hustling on Christmas Eve and or Christmas Day. Again, I don't remember. Do you remember that incident, Razi?
No, but I do work on Christmas days pretty much every year. But I appreciate the compliment. Yeah, this is my dream job. So I you know, I'm happy to work 7 days a week, pretty much 365 days a year. And of course, I've watched Suits, so I understand that Lewis is the real good guy in that show, or the best of maybe not an ideal bunch. But I'm not going to tell you why. Because if you want to know, you need to become a member and watch my debate with Nikos. Thank you, Kathleen. Kathleen says, because I want you to achieve this 1,000-pound goal. Thanks. This was, of course, before we achieved it already. Jonathan, thank you for another super chat with an emoji of what I believe is a puppy. Thank you, Daniel, for the super chat. Thank you, Marilene. Thank you, Maria, again. Maria says, live long and prosper, ARC UK. Thank you, Wes, for the $100 super chat, which says to get you over the goal, and it did. Thank you, Ayelet, who says, love your work. And this is her first super chat. Thank you. Thank you, Kirsten. Thank you, Robin. Robin, also a longtime supporter and viewer. Robin says, objectivists work together to complete the objective. Thank you very much for all the content over the years. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Willful Thinker. Thank you, Mary Aline, who has been a member, a YouTube member, for 22 months, which is since YouTube membership has been available. She says, thanks, Silver Rose Bakery. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Michael and Priscilla, for your support. Thank you, Mark Thomas, who says, congratulations on 1,000 episodes to many more. This did turn out to be an episode of me reading Super Chats. Basically, now I know what it's like to be Aaron Brook for 30 minutes, and I like it. Any additional comments? And you know, we can filibuster for a few more minutes in case anybody decides to still super chat. Again, all that money does go for towards a very good cause, I believe, which is what we're doing here.
One vote for shorter episodes, so one vote against filibuster. Just a big thank you to everyone who has supported from early on, people like Marilyn, I never forget that, and also to the new supporters. And again, all this wouldn't happen without Razi. Almost every central decision that Razi took regarding ARC UK, I had a different opinion, but he persevered, and the results you see today.
Thanks,
with the 1,000th
I didn't even tell
episode.
The story. I didn't even tell the story of how I called you. Like, I think it was late April 2020. Said, "Let's do a daily show," and you said, and I believe this is a precise Greek accent, "This is the worst idea I have ever heard in my life."
That's an Israeli accent, but it's an accurate, the message was indeed that.
But yeah, I'm glad I convinced you. By the way, the original idea was just Nikos and myself, 20 minutes a day, 7 days a week. I don't think that would have been great. We are back now to, well, 28 or 9 minutes usually a day and 7 days a week. And as Nikos mentioned, I was reluctant to be on. I'm still reluctant to be on. This is not my ideal way of running ARC UK, but the topic is one that is important to me, the topic that has taken over the channel, and I have a lot to say about it. So for now, I am a regular on the channel. Morgan, any final thoughts before we go? I'm filibustering because I know what the next topic for the reality show is. Disgusted just thinking about what it is, but I know I chose that topic, so we will get to that. Morgan.
Well, probably. I mean, when you guys look back 3 years and you cringe at the videos, I look back 3 months to before when I was only using my iPad. The first video where we took off in December, if I watch that, it's like I'm completely in darkness and I sound like I'm speaking through a potato. It's terrible. Somehow that video did well, but oh well. And then, there was something based on what Nikos said. I can't even remember what he said anymore. But
I will say that the reason your video and audio is better is 100 pounds combined of microphone and camera, you know, not the highest quality of microphone or camera, but it has made a massive difference. So if
I was about to slack Morgan to get his microphone, because it sounds definitely better than this one, which is supposedly one of the good ones. Anyway.
Akira, it wouldn't be a daily objective if I didn't read a non-super chat by Akira, although I read there was a super chat as well. Akira says, Razi, just replace Rucka. That explains the jokes. I am not Rucka. These jokes are not Rucka level, but I remember in Objective Communication Peikoff saying that, if you're gonna talk endlessly without inserting humor, the audience will fall asleep. This is the topic that has taken over the channel is not an easy one to add humor to, and I'm not always sure it's appropriate. But yeah, I think it's if we just cry about it, that's not good either. Morgan, did you remember what you were
Oh,
gonna
I
say?
was going to say, well, and just to agree with Nikos about your decision making, I'm loath to say this because you'll overrule me more in the future now, but I think maybe a year, a week, no, a month or two into the conflict, I think I, whilst you were traveling or something, I would think I was a bit exhausted with finding topics around Israel, perhaps struggling like Nikos was. And I think I said something to you in a message, kind of like, maybe we should go back to normal topics now or something like that. And if you had agreed with me, we wouldn't have had this bump in success because it's this topic which has brought a lot of people. So unfortunately, Nikos is right that your decisions were better than mine. So there you
Yeah,
go.
and a part of it is look at the battle out there in the culture. The pro-Israel side doesn't have the right principled approach, and is kind of it's falling apart. Whereas the pro-Palestinian side is not stopping; they are nonstop. Owen Jones still has not done a video on anything other than Israel, one of which we're gonna talk about in a few minutes, and. They're all over this. Anti-Semitism unites, the socialists like George Galloway and the Nazis from the BNP who express support for George Galloway. There's nothing that unites people like their common hatred of Jews and what they want to make the world into and use this conflict as an opportunity. So we are going to continue. And we are going to continue, unfortunately, right now when we go over to the reality show. Thank you, everybody, for what I believe is our biggest super chat day ever. There was one episode where I think we did something similar in numbers, but yeah, this is far from usual for us. So thank you, and of course, this is matched, so it is financially a good day for ARC UK. It is emotionally a good day, at least this show, unlike the next show, because we did get to 1,000. And yeah, there will be, whether Nikos and Yaron agree or not, episode 2,000 will also be a celebratory episode. So stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for the reality show, which starts in a minute. Thank you, guys. Any final thoughts, Nikos? Yours.
Going back to fighting the bad guys, you are fighting different bad guys. I'm fighting different bad guys. So,
That's upside down, but that is a good guy who is fighting the bad guys. Yeah, What Justice Demands, highly recommend by Lon Jorno. Thanks, guys. We'll see you on the reality show in a minute. Bye.